Mike Kliss is our 9 News Bronco Insider. He joins us live from Indianapolis at the Combine on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline, where no doubt last night he crushed some shrimp at St. Elmo's. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, no, it was actually at Prime 47.
Ooh.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you what.
Yeah, we had a nice media dinner with Sean Payton.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a good time had by all.
Did you sit next to Sean? Pump it for information.
Across.
What did you learn? What did Sean have to say? I mean, what did you guys talk about?
It's, this is a off the record type of dinner.
Uh-huh.
So, but anyway, it was good. Kind of went through the first season, everything that, some of the things that happened and some of the things that, not too much of what's going to happen. I'll say that. So, anyway, it was just a nice get together with the coach.
Was this organized by the Broncos?
I think it was, yes.
An attempt to perhaps smooth over some of the, at times,
no,
tumultuous relationships
Orleans,
last year?
I understand.
Yeah, okay.
He did it with New Orleans. You know, he's an engaging fellow. I know Mark has talked to him a lot, you know, in those. My guess is it wasn't too much different than those production meetings that Mark's been with over the years with Sean Payton. It was something, I'm going to guess it was something similar to that, except for good food.
Did you fake pull out your wallet like you're going to pay and then wait for them to go, no, Mike, we got you?
I didn't even pretend.
Okay, good.
So, yeah.
We were just talking about your report yesterday about the Broncos telling Tim Patrick, take a pay cut or else. Do you expect him to agree to a pay cut?
Yes, he will agree to a pay cut. I mean, but it's one of those deals where, you know, if the minimum is roughly around 1.12, something like that for him. And, you know, there's a chance, from what I understand, there's a chance a couple other teams might offer him more than that. And if they do, you know, will the Broncos, you know, go up to 2? You know, he could get something like $2 million, perhaps, maybe $3 million, just based on those 2 years. I'm not sure that would all be guaranteed, but you know, there might be a little wrestling for Tim Patrick, just because not only is he a good receiver, the last time we saw him, which was 2 years ago, but he has kind of the intangibles that you want in the locker room, and so we'll see how that all plays out. They have not. Talked turkey yet as far as his contract, other than the Broncos would like to have him back, but there's no solid offer on the table right now for him.
Mike,
but it will be a pay cut.
Yeah. Mike, the salary cap went up $30 million up to about 250 and change. So how does that affect what they're going to do with Russell Wilson? Would they think about taking the entire salary in the first year, or do you think they'll spread it out over 2 years if they do in fact decide to release him, which we all expect them to do?
That did not come up at the dinner, or the answer did not come up at the dinner. So I'm sure they've decided what they're going to do. My guess is, because Russ has a complete no trade, that they're going to wind up releasing him. And I'm not sure which way they go. I would think that they would do the post-June designation and spread it out over 2 years, because that 1 year, boy, it's just that's prohibitive. And you still could, you know, you could still convert salary into bonus for Justin Simmons, for Cortland Sutton, for Garrett Bowles, and you cut or release and drastically reduce Tim Patrick. We'll see what happens with DJ Jones, who has $10 million non-guaranteed in the final year of his contract. But then, So you can get down, you can get that salary cap down to zero pretty quick by doing those five things right there. I don't, it would be way more difficult to get down to 85. So, or lop off 85. So I think they'll split it up into two.
Visiting with Mike Liss live out at the Combine in Indy, fresh off a media dinner, Denver media dinner with Sean Payton last night. So I know the subject probably came up. I'll let you decide how much you want to share about the conversation following when Russ's conversation with Brandon Marshall popped up. What can you share about the reaction to that conversation?
Yeah, there's a couple things there they want clarified that, you know, from Sean's point of view. And one is the league. I think Russ said something like the NFL said it was illegal. And the Broncos are adamant that, you know, that they did, that the league did not say any such thing. You know, I think it's maybe something where the management council said, hey, it's possible the union might file a grievance. They wound up, if they did, there is no grievance, by the way. I don't think any grievance was filed by the NFLPA. It wasn't, I guess what, from the Broncos' point of view, that conversation, that negotiation, wasn't all that unusual. You know, it happens all the time. It just, this time, you know, Russ, you're talking about a star, a guy who's been really a superstar for much of his career in the NFL. And it was more of a jolt there. And I think the Broncos should have treated him as such back on October 31st when they had that negotiation that didn't pan out. So that was the one thing, though. Russ said that the NFL said it was illegal. The Broncos are pretty adamant saying that what they did was not illegal, and there was no grievance filed. So that's where that is.
What about the quarterback position going forward? Any clarification on where they may go from the standpoint of either the draft or free agency, any of that stuff that you can talk about?
I think they're going to do both. I mean, I think they're going to get a free agent, somebody with a few more starts than Jarrett Stidham. But I think the one thing, is Broncos country should pay a little bit more attention to Jarrett Stidham. He was put in there. He was signed last year to a 2-year, $10 million contract. He was put in there for the final two games. I think Sean does like Jarrett Stidham, but they're going to bring in competition. I do think they're going to draft one, and I'm not sure about the first round. I have to see how that falls when you're sitting there at number 12. My guess is the quarterbacks are going to go higher than a couple of those quarterbacks. You know, those mid-range quarterbacks are going to go sooner than number 12, and the Broncos are going to have to adjust. I don't know if that means trading back or what. They're going to wind up drafting a quarterback, but not necessarily at number 12. So, and they will sign a free agent. They're going to have both to fill out that competition.
All right, Mike. Well, we hope you enjoy Indianapolis. Make sure you ask Cecil where you can watch guys weigh in without their shirts on, because he loves to do that. So.
I know. It's so different now. It's a lot more restrictive. I do have a potted plant
yes,
picked
right.
out to hide behind. Uh-huh. And I'll try to get you guys some information as the week goes on.
I love it. Thanks, Mike. That's why he's the best. Mike Liss, our 9 News Bronco insider at the Combine in Indy on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline.